Ohio has a problem.
Ohio has lots of problems.
Okay, well, this one is a school funding problem. It starts with the Ohio Constitution. See, the Constitution requires the state to provide a thorough and efficient system of common schools throughout the state. So that means Ohio has to provide an equal level of education to all students, no matter where they live.
What makes that difficult is the way we pay for our schools, right? So most communities rely heavily on property taxes. In fact, about half of a district's average budget comes from local property taxes. The other half is made up of a mix of mostly state funds and some federal funds.
And so because schools rely on those local tax dollars, there's a big difference between how much money schools in poor urban and rural areas have to spend compared with schools in wealthy suburbs. I mean, wealthy districts have higher incomes, higher property values, and higher property taxes. So they can pay for the best teachers, they can pay for state-of-the-art facilities, and the kinds of extracurricular activities that poorer districts really can only dream of.
As a result of all this, year after year, school districts have to ask voters to pass school levies. And that's where this guy comes in.
It's obviously broken when you see so many districts year after year going back to the ballot for different things. You know, that's the test of time.
Nate DeRolf was the face of the biggest attempt to actually fix Ohio's school funding problem. It was the DeRolf case, filed back in 1991. It went all the way to the Ohio Supreme Court, which eventually declared Ohio's school funding system unconstitutional. In fact, they declared that four times. Gerald Stubbleton is a Republican House member, and he chairs the House Education Committee.
Before the DeRolf decision, local school buildings were built almost exclusively with local tax dollars, and there were many districts who just could not afford to build new buildings.
Wealthier districts could pass levies and build really nice buildings, but
the lower economy areas could not afford to build new buildings. A couple schools even still had outdoor outhouses for their children.
This was the problem DeRolf was trying to tackle.
Yeah? How'd that go?
Well, mixed results. Even though it ruled school funding unconstitutional, the Supreme Court couldn't make the legislature do anything to fix it. Finally, the justices just gave up.
But the draft decisions did do something, right?
Yeah.
I mean, first Governor Voinovich tried to fix school funding. He put a sales tax on the ballot.
Voters rejected it.
Then under Governor Taft, the state began giving districts money to improve their buildings. They've handed out more than $10 billion so far.
Like last year, the state chipped in nearly $25 million to build a new K-12 school in western Ohio's Dark County. And the state sent $78 million to build four schools in Ashtabula County, east of Cleveland.
Then it was Governor Strickland's turn. His plan put a price on what a quality education should cost and then called for the state to fund it eventually. But that plan didn't really go anywhere after John Kasich became governor.
Over the years, lawmakers also tweaked the formula that helps pay for operating costs, sending more money to districts with poor students.
Now Kasich is set to take another swing at the problem.
Do we know what that's going to look like?
Yeah, he's been kind of sketchy on the details. But I did talk to Eric Hanischek with the Hoover Institution at Stanford University. He talked with Kasich last year when Kasich was trying to figure out how to fix school funding in Ohio.
I'm hopeful that he will come out with a broad-weighted student funding formula that allows for more local autonomy and local flexibility in decision-making, that tries to encourage more innovations, but holds everybody responsible for outcomes.
So then I asked Hanischek, is the governor likely to spend more on education?
I think that's a tough question in every state of the union today because the economy is so uncertain and the tax revenues are so uncertain. I know that the administration in Ohio and probably almost every state in the union is committed to trying to improve their schools. That's something different than committed to spending a lot more money.
The translation of that? Probably no extra money for schools. But the governor could come up with a different way of distributing the money schools are already getting. It could mean sending more money to charter schools and private school voucher programs.
But the question remains, is that going to fix things? I asked Robert Stabile. He's a former school superintendent, and he wrote the guidebook school officials rely on to make sense of Ohio school funding.
The struggle for money is built into the system. You have the schools who are consumers of tax dollars, and you've got the residents out there who want their taxes to be low. You've got the parents out there who constantly want more services. You know, they want the bus to come closer to their home. They want classes to be smaller, more opportunities for kids.
So there it is, Ohio school funding controversy that has lasted 15 years and perplexed three governors. Now it's John Kasich's turn.
And you know, it could always go back to the courts.
For State Impact Ohio, I'm Ida Liaskowski.
And I'm Molly Bloom.